Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
With your look at traffic, I'm Joe Cardosi.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's get back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
Moment we've all been waiting for, the survey results, the survey that we started way back at 6. Do you remember way back at 6 o'clock this morning?
I have a vague recollection of.
Do you remember before that? It was the highly rated, critically acclaimed edition, early edition of WWL First News with Dave Cohen. Do you remember that?
I heard every minute of it.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I loved it.
Okay. Just checking.
And what'd you think?
Of what?
No, never mind.
No, I thought it was awesome. It's good every morning. You kidding me? Sometimes if I'm running late, I hear it when I'm on my way to work. Otherwise, I hear it when I'm walking around through the hallways. So here we go, because I like to get here an hour early. I don't like to get here, you know, like some people I know walk in like, you know, a second before they have to sit down and talk.
Who would do that?
No, I'm not pointing fingers and naming names, Dave Cohen. I would never do that.
Yeah, no, never.
But it works. Whatever works for whomever. You know, that's what I say. So today we were looking for the, and I could have worded this better, the non-main course that you most look forward to eating at Thanksgiving dinner.
Your favorite side dish.
Well, it would have been a good way to say it. Where were you at 6 o'clock?
I was right here.
That's what I was looking for. All right, so here we go. First up, the right-hand man, Guy Manning Master Control today, Chris Coleman with number 5.
Gumbo.
Gumbo, he said. Do you prefer andouille or seafood gumbo?
I prefer the chicken and sausage gumbo.
You want okra?
Well, it's got to be turkey
and sausage
for Thanksgiving, right?
No,
well, no okra at all. Not me either.
No slime.
So, Joe Cardosi, okra or not?
No. Get it out of here.
Yeah, me
problem
either.
Is the word gumbo translates into okra.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Pish posh.
All right, here we go. Number 4 with Mary Poppins.
Jambalaya.
Crawfish pie filet gumbo. A lot of people, I think, eat jambalaya. I know in Italian households, they eat spaghetti at Thanksgiving. Do you know that or not? Traditional Italian meals? Cardosi, hell, that's Italian to y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I make the fingers, but I still eat jambalaya while I do the Italian fingers. I'm not eating spaghetti for Thanksgiving. That's weird.
Italian fingers, what is that?
You know, the little pinched fingers that, hey, they even have an emoji
this way,
for
Tommy.
It.
This.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you look up Italian fingers on your emoji, it comes up.
I got you.
Fingers pointing up and the 3 fingers squeezed gently together.
Yeah, mwah.
Yeah, 3 fingers, not just one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number 3, top 5 side dishes. Oyster dressing cap. That's the way it was sent in to me, so that's the way I read it. Oyster dressing cap.
Cap.
All right, number 2, Dave Cohen.
Green bean casserole with crispy onion things on top.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. You, Coleman?
I don't even know what the green onion thingies are.
It's some kind
of
fried.
Not green onions. It's green beans.
No, but the onion thingies are some kind of fried thing or something on top.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of it's almost like onion rings, but like, you know.
Cardosi, you like that or not?
No, I'm not.
We do not have green bean casserole on our menu ever at Thanksgiving.
To me, there's no synergy there. It's like, okay, I understand what you did. You got mushroom soup and you got green beans and you got these fried onion thingies on top, but it didn't
onion thingies
gel in anything more than that, you know? And here
people
we go.
Love it.
It's
number two.
Right. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I don't care for it. And here we go. Number one side dish, non-protein, non-main, whatever you call it. How'd you say
side
it?
Dish.
Number one side dish, Thanksgiving.
Sweet potato casserole.
Everybody loves their sweet potato casserole because it's full of sugar. It's like dessert
full
almost.
Full of what?
Sugar.
Oh, okay.
What'd you thought? No, it's full of sugar. It's just full of sugar. You can't go wrong with sugar at Thanksgiving.
You know, it's the only. I will never eat a yam other than at Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you? If I were to blindfold you, could you tell the difference between sweet potato pie and
pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Yes.
I don't think
pumpkin
you could.
Pie is amazing.
Cardoza,
sweet potato
you?
Pie is garbage.
Yeah, I mean they all gross me out, but I'm pretty sure I could tell the difference.
What about you, Coleman?
I've never had either, so no.
What?
Really?
No, I don't eat pie. I'm more of a carnivore. Thanksgiving, I'm going for the ham, turkey legs, the brisket. You know, I don't eat all of that stuff that you need a spoon for.
Lines his pockets with baggies. Goes home with nothing but protein. Everybody else going for the desserts.
Is that a bag of brisket in your
Coleman's,
pocket?
Yeah, he's got to get loading up on
I totally
on the,
stole a ham from potluck. If anybody wanted to know where it went, I took all of it.
Did you? Good for you.
Yeah, I took all the ham.
Outstanding. All right, Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, in case you can't tell, we're running a pretty loose ship here today because it's the day before Thanksgiving.
I noticed that.
Yeah, you did notice that.
It's funny you talk about sides. My wife's dad is Korean. So
well, hang on a second. One of the sides that Jeff Nowak likes to eat is. Wait, hang on. Put it up.
Well, it's,
hang on.
To people because
it's okay. I just got to do this. Here we go. One of the sides that Jeff's father-in-law likes to make is.
Well, it's kimbap, which is actually my wife who makes it now. It's like Korean sushi, basically. It's like sushi, but with beef, like seasoned beef instead of rice. And it's just funny because it's like one of those things that you never expect to be at a Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. But we have basically house Thanksgiving here because my family doesn't live here. So we all kind of get together and go over to my landlord's side of the equation. And there's just this giant plate of like kimbap on the table with all these.
Your father-in-law lives in town and makes that, or your wife makes it?
My wife makes it.
Okay.
Yeah, she just knows how to make it because her dad's Korean.
I got you. Let's talk about Saints kicking situation. What's going on there?
Yeah, so, we'll hear from Kellen Moore today. We haven't got an official word, but I think what we'll end up hearing is Charlie Smith and Cade York, who was signed after a tryout on Tuesday, are going to compete this week, and we'll see if that's actually the case. Charlie Smith's obviously been on the practice squad for the last 2 years. The Saints waived Blake Groupie, so it's not going to be him. They're going to have a different kicker on Sunday against the Dolphins. And the only question is who. On the unofficial depth chart they sent out, you know, like in the preseason where it'll say or at positions where there's position battles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says at place kicker right now. It says Charlie Smith or Cade York. And Cade York is a guy who we probably remember, right? He was the kicker for LSU in 2019, that championship team. Also, he had that 57-yarder through the fog against Florida in that wild game Marco Wilson threw a shoe.
That was the shoe game. Exactly.
You know, yeah. He's got a cannon leg. He was a fourth-round pick back in, 2022. But he only lasted 1 year with the Browns. He missed 8 kicks, struggle. He got back into the NFL last year with Washington, missed both of his kicks and got cut. Then he ended up with the Bengals, made 9 of 11 kicks. He had to make from 59 yards out. So he's got talent. It's just a question of whether he can get it sorted out. I would hope that it's Charlie Smith at the end of the day.
I would too.
I think he's earned an opportunity to at least see what he's got to do. And in a guy like his situation, one of the difficult things is, you know, you're going to have to throw him out there knowing that he's never taken a kick in an NFL game. And, you know, a lot of times you'd be like, well, we don't want to blow a game because we throw this kicker out there and he can't hack it. But, you know, if you're the Saints, you're never going to see a lower leverage regular season games than you're going to have over the final 6 games of the season. If you're not going to give him a chance now. When are you going to give him a chance?
I totally agree
he's
with
got
that.
A cannon leg. He's a good kid. He's from Ireland. You know, he's on the International Pathway Program. So that's who I would hope to see, but we'll have to wait.
So it seems like you got a perfect opportunity here. You got a guy. You think enough of him to keep him on the practice squad and put him out there in a real NFL game this week on the road, and you'll try him in the dome at some point during the season as well. And I'd let him run with it. Let's see what you can do. Because, again, like you're saying, Jeff, if not now, when? You have the perfect, I don't know if you want to call it a Petri dish or whatever it is, you have the perfect lab to decide whether or not this guy can cut it in the NFL, so why not use the opportunity?
Yeah, and I think you know, and you have Cade York on the practice squad, so if it does kind of self-destruct and he can't hack it, he bips like double X points, and you're like, all right, we tried it, didn't work out. You have Cade York who you can put in there and run with if you need to. So that's what I'd hope to see. It's what I expect to see, but we'll have to wait to see what the team decides throughout the course of the week.
But I would give him some time. I wouldn't pull a string on Charlie Smith so quickly, would you?
Well, I mean, there are self-destruct performances that you're just like, okay,
well, I mean,
no.
if he's kicking the holder's hand.
In 2021, the year that they had to go with like four different kickers,
yeah,
he missed like two extra points against the Commanders. I guess they were the football team at that point. And it was like, all right, that's not going to work. Let's try something else. So, I mean, there are times you're just like, all right. But, there's no wrong answers at this point. You kind of just got to figure it out because, worst case scenario, you're still missing the kick that you were missing and losing games because of it.
Again, these are gifted athletes. I guarantee you they could, anyway, teach somebody how to do this. I don't think it's that hard, especially if you're a gifted athlete in an emergency situation. Not your go-to guy, but that's an argument for a different day. Tell me about Alvin Kamara. What do we know about him?
Yeah, you know, we don't have an initial injury report for the week yet that comes out on Wednesdays. He's dealing with a sprained knee. I'd be very surprised to see him play, which means it'll be the Devin Neal game, rookie out of Kansas. He took him in the sixth round of this most recent draft. He also signed Evan Hull from the practice squad, and Audric Estime is on the roster. He was a guy who was signed to the practice squad and then brought up to the active roster but hasn't yet appeared in a game. So that's most likely that's going to be your three running backs if you have all three active. Taysom Hill's obviously going to have a role there. I think he would end up being kind of your de facto second running back, even if you went with Audric Estime. But we'll be just because I think you want to get Taysom on the field, and those are going to be opportunities to do that without taking the quarterback off the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where you're at. And I think this is an important game for the running backs. The Dolphins are not a good run defense. They've allowed the fourth most rushing yards in the NFL. They've allowed the fifth most yards before contact and the fifth most yards after contact. And you know, if the Saints can't run the ball in this game, it's going to be a problem, right? Like, I think the games that the Dolphins have really struggled in as a defense are the games they haven't been able to stop the run. They're not a team that pressures the quarterback at a high rate. They do blitz a lot. So I think that's going to be a question, is can you run the ball? And if you can, the Saints have a chance to go in there and right the ship. If you can't, I think they lose.
One thing that I was wondering about, and look, I love Taysom Hill. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if you have I don't think you and I have spoken this weekend, have we? No. You and I have not spoken this week, have we?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, no, I just want to make sure I wasn't repeating myself to you, but it just seems like maybe with Tyler Shuck, maybe you build the offense around him and maybe you get a little bit away from the Taysom Hill trickery, although you can't really do that now because of the injury to Alvin Kamara. Does that factor into that a little bit, or am I making stuff up in my head?
Yeah, see, I don't have an issue with using Taysom Hill, and he's a valuable part of your offense. Like, I think there's a middle ground. My issue has been specifically the red zone and the Taysom Hill red zone packages that just haven't worked, frankly. You know, you had 10 or 9 snaps inside the 10-yard line last week. Taysom mm-hmm. Hill was at quarterback for 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them, Tyler was off the field altogether. And I think the calculus there is like, yeah, we can get a 10th blocker on the field. That's an advantage offense. Well, it hasn't been. It hasn't been effective. And in doing so, you have taken away situations that you'd like to see a young quarterback work in. So
that's the point.
I think that's what I'd like to see change in the Taysom Hill offense is like, yeah, you can get him on the field. Like, we can use him. But I don't want to see him taking all the reps at quarterback.
Right.
You know, like both those 15-play drives that got down to the one and you didn't score a touchdown, the final play of both those drives was a failed Taysom Hill play. One was a designed rollout for a pass. One was a snap over his head that was supposed to be a run. But it's like, if you're going to fail, I want to fail with the kid that I'm trying to figure out what he's got. You know, I think there is something to be said for that. But then, you know, in the middle of the field, like, you need a 4th-and-1. Like, I don't think there's a better offense for you than just sending Taysom Hill out there and having him pick up 6 inches because, you know, when you're in the middle of the field, the defense at least has to consider, okay, this might be a play action. You can throw it over the top. In the red zone, they really don't have to worry about that. There's not a lot of ground to cover.
Mm-hmm.
So you lose that element, and then it's just, okay, can your offensive line, can your 10 blockers win? And they just haven't been winning. And I don't know, Taysom, to me, it doesn't look like he has necessarily the same juice coming off the injury that he did.
That's my point. Do you think he's going to be there next year?
No.
I don't either. So, look, I love Taysom Hill, but it's a business, and I just think that you do everything you can this year to see what you got in Tyler Shuck, to put him in every position that you can, no matter what it is offensively. If you need the body, I'm not being disrespectful to Taysom Hill at all. I don't mean to be. But, yeah, then you use him. I think we're saying the same thing, maybe a little bit differently. Jeff Nowak's our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We'll pick it up when we come back, 9:23, Tommy Tucker, day before Thanksgiving, back in a flash on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
UL 9:29. Sometimes if only what you wanted would be true, it'd be great. At least I had talked myself into a nice performance from the Saints against the Falcons, and then maybe a nice finish to the season. And at what point, Jeff, you were down there on the field, at what point did you sense that maybe something went right? The uniforms I loved the black on black. I thought that was a great look for them, but other than that, it didn't work so well.
Yeah, the black helmets have been a disaster. Not necessarily, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the stripe, the Florida Lee stripe, but they're also 0-6 when they wear them, which is not fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it's just I think the field goals, you know, and one of the reasons they moved on from Blake Groupie, and I love Blake Groupie, like, he's a good dude. Mm-hmm. Wasn't making his kicks, right? Like, he's a team captain. He was a good teammate. But at a certain point, you just have to move on if it's not working.
Right.
And those kicks, they were important to the game, in the sense that it made it so you had a bigger deficit than it should have been. But they're also just deflating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, coming away with 0 points after a 75-yard kickoff return, the reason that's such a huge moment in the game is because you're effectively guaranteeing points, right? Like, worst case scenario, when you get a 75-yard kick return, you should have 3 points.
Definitely.
Right? And then at the end of the half, like, you make a nice drive, you put yourself into field goal range, you know, before halftime, which would have tied, which if you had made the 38-yarder, that would have been a game-tying field goal, and you missed that too. And, like, those two missed kicks, they were more impactful than just taking 6 points off the scoreboard. It was just deflating for everyone, for the entire building. I know Ashley O was in there with a guy who was trying to do a competition where he ate hot dogs every time the Saints scored, and he was like getting too drunk because he hadn't eaten any food in the whole first half. Like, it was just a brutal way to go, and it really was deflating, because even in that moment you were like, man, the Saints have to make a change at kicker. Like, at the while that was happening, you were also
What about Ashley O and
job.
Ashley O and hot dogs? What?
I
didn't go to the game.
They were doing this thing where every time the Saints score, I'll eat a hot dog. Well, they got to the end of the first half and they were hungry. You know, it was a problem. But you have to ask her about that.
Okay, I will. What do they do to fix their red zone troubles? Obviously, you know, they're looking at the kicking situation, and there will be a new kicker against Miami. At what point do you know when they'll pull a trigger on either Charlie Smith or Cade York?
I mean, there's really no rule. I don't see how you would gain from keeping it a secret. That's why I'm pretty sure it'll be a competition, and I imagine it would roll through Friday, but we'll have to see. I don't think, like, again, I don't think you gain any advantage by making the other team have to game plan for two kickers. Right? It's not like you're a quarterback.
Right.
So we'll see. But from the red zone perspective, you know, it's funny because I actually think I like what they were doing, in the sense that they were prioritizing getting from the high red zone to the low red zone, and they did it really effectively, right? Like, you're at the 16. I want to get that first down. I don't want to have to throw. I don't want to try to throw the ball into the end zone three times and kick a field goal from the 16. I want to get that first down and run from goal to go situations. And they did that, right? They got there both times, and they got down to the 1 yard line. I would like to see the quarterback get a chance to throw in those situations, and whether that's going to fix the offense or not, I don't know. One of the things to keep in mind, like Kellen Moore, this should have been a predictable issue, because you look back, okay, what did the Eagles do when they got down to the red zone? They got right to the 1 yard line. Well, they just ran the tush push, and it was never a question. They knew exactly what they were going to do, and it worked every time. In this case, it's like, okay, this doesn't seem to have a lot of answers. And so we'll see. I'd hope that over time they can figure this out. They're just not blocking up front. And when you can't run the ball in from the one, everything feels impossible. So we'll see. I do think that getting a little more creative and finding ways to keep the defense a little on their heels in terms of what you're going to do would help. I think ditching the Taysom Hill offense down there and just trying to find real offense that you can run and is effective, which is going to be what you have to do long term anyway. I think that's what I want to see, whether it works or not.
You think Kellen Moore is still trying to kind of find his way here?
In what respect?
Play calling and just kind of like running the game and actually being the head coach.
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, that's to be expected as a first-year head coach. Like, I think that's what people need to kind of take a step back and understand. It's like, yeah, it's not everything's going perfectly now, but like, that's, you hire a first-time head coach, like, that's one of the things, is that they don't know what they're doing all the time. They are learning in real time. And I do think he can improve in that respect. It's not always going to look perfect. And we'll see. I do think that over the final six games, it would be nice to see some of those adjustments and some of those things start to look better. And I think that's what's frustrating, is I don't know if we've seen the forward progress that you'd want to see throughout the course of a season in terms of a play caller kind of figuring it out. It does seem like you've regressed in a lot of ways.
That's what I'm trying
to say.
So
I think that's what the final 2 months of the season, that's going to be important, to feel like you are seeing steps forward and you are seeing a guy settle in as a head coach and a young quarterback and as a play caller. And we'll see, because like, fans are upset right now, and I don't blame them, because if you can't score in the red zone, you're not going to win games, right? It's just a fact. You got to be able to score touchdowns in the red zone. You cannot be the worst red zone team by a wide margin and expected to play good football. Like, you just can't. So that's what they got to figure out, and they got to do it fast.
Well, and you have a pick six and you lose 24-10. That's not good.
Yeah, a pick six and a 75-yard kickoff return. You shouldn't be losing games where you have those things happen.
24-10, especially by that. So tell me about Miami.
Yeah, Miami's a really kind of, you know, you think the Saints are kind of hot and cold. Miami is about as hot and cold as it gets. Like, you have a game where you lose 31-6 to the Browns, and then you have a game where you beat the Bills, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think the Dolphins are a team that's going to get the ball out fast. Tua Tagovailoa has the fastest time to throw in the NFL. They're running a lot of quick game. They're throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage a lot. They run a lot of wide zone. It's going to look very similar to the offense that the Saints ran last year with Clint Kubiak. Mike McDaniel and Clint Kubiak kind of come from the same tree. And you're going to see a lot of wide zone. So it's going to be, okay, can you string that play out to the sideline and then fill the gaps, because that's what they're going to be looking for. Devon Achane is a home run hitting type running back, and you just have to make sure you play with gap control all the way to the edge of the field, because he's just looking for a lane to cut back and hit it. They're third in the NFL, I think, in rushes of 10-plus yards, but they're also first in the NFL in terms of stuffed runs. They have the most stuffed runs in the NFL, so it's a very boomer-bust offense. They're the third highest pressure team in the NFL, at least from a blitz rate perspective. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be sending a lot of extra pressure. But it's interesting, because you faced the Falcons last week, a team that's second in the NFL at blitz rate, but they're also second in the NFL in sacks, and they can generate pressure with their front four, and they blitz because they want to and they see opportunity. The Dolphins are a different situation. They don't generate pressure with their front four, and they blitz because they have to. So you're gonna it's less about handling the front four and the blitz as it is. You should be able to handle their front four, and the protection plan has to be on point where you can pick up the blitz when it comes, and it's going to come often. So if the Saints can be better about that, if they can run the ball and they can tackle in the run game, that's how you find a way to win this game for the Saints.
Thank you, Jeff. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, I hope that the Saints can just play better. You know, I think that's the frustrating thing, is when you lose a game and you also feel like you played badly on the way to it. You know, like, the team's still playing hard. I need to see execution at the same time. And that's what we haven't seen. That's what you didn't see against the Falcons, what you didn't see against the Rams. And those are the type of games that make you really question the head coach.
Yep,
right.
I hate to say
and the game planning and the position coaches and everything.
But you know what?
You can turn that around.
You made a hell of a point where, you know, we're all just human beings, right? And you tend to think a guy goes from offensive coordinator to head coach that they not Kellen Moore specifically, but anybody that they automatically know what they're doing. When I first got this job 15 years ago, I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I kind of learned along the way and hopefully got a little bit better along the way. So I guess everybody has to, maybe you as a sideline reporter got a little bit better as you went on. So I guess we all have to find our way, and people have to be patient with that a little bit, because there always is a learning curve.
Yeah, and I mean, and the important thing is you get better, right? Like, you focus on, like, what do I need to do to improve? What am I doing wrong? And the issue can be when you can't identify that about yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what, if I'm Kellen, I'm, like, looking for those areas. And he'll put it on himself, but you also have to make the adjustments, or it's just words, right?
If
I'm doing this wrong, and you keep doing it over and over again, well, then I don't believe you.
I know you and I have had that conversation before about, you know, we got to coach better, we got to do this, we got to do that better. Yeah, but we keep hearing the same thing week after week after week after week after week. So, thank you, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy that Korean specialty. What is it again?
Kimbap.
Kimbap? How you spelling it?
KIMBOP, yep.
Kimbap. Okay, I'll look it up. That was that group, right? I think, right? That what do you call them, those Korean singers? What do you call it? K-pop? Kimbap?
K-pop, yeah. Some kind of like K-pop, just with beef.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Jeff. 939, 21 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:46, 14 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Don Robertson, Director of Fire Services for Jefferson Parish. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having us on this morning.
I got to believe you got to be a captain or something, huh?
So I'm a chief. I'm a retired chief from the West Bank area, and I took over the Director of Fire Services.
Gotcha. All right, chief. That's, I just want to know what your title was. Let's talk about frying a turkey and some of the dangers, because people, every year, they going to try it for the first time. I tried it once in my life. It was safe. I'll never do it again because I burned a turkey and it was a lot of oil. But for those that insist on doing it themselves, what are the dangers of frying a turkey?
So again, thank you. And this is what we want to talk about the safety of it. So the problem is they want to put the turkey fryer on unlevel surfaces. So first of all, we want to make sure that fryer is level, because we're going to have 3 to 5 gallons of oil in that fryer. And of course, when we heat it, that's very dangerous. So the first point we want to make is keep it level on a cement surface if possible. The next thing is we want to keep it away from our house, at least 10 feet. We don't want to fry it under our carport or in our garage, because if something happens, again, we have 3 to 5 gallons of that oil. It's going to be very hot. And if it spills or if it overheats and catches fire, we want to have it on the outside. So that way it doesn't do any more damage than outside in the yard or something like that.
What about making sure that the bird is completely dry or not frozen? I know I see these displays every year, and it's frightening.
Yes, sir. So what we'd like to recommend is, so first of all, when you put your turkey in, you need to know how much oil you need in your pot. So we recommend that you do that with water first. Fill your pot up with water, put your turkey in, how big it is. That'll tell you your level. That way, when you use the oil, it won't run over. Hitting that hot oil will hit the fire and then cause that fire. So if we test it with oil first, that's the best way. The most important thing when we're ready to do it is make sure that turkey is completely thawed out. Because if it isn't, it's going to have the moisture. The moisture with the oil is going to cause the problem when we try to fry that turkey, because that oil will expand in that water, and then we'll have a fire in that pot, and that's exactly what we don't want to happen.
And once you got a fire with 5 gallons of oil or something along those lines, you got serious problems.
You do, because it's going to spread out. And it's just a flammable liquid. Grease is, of course, clean, but it's a flammable liquid when it's burning. And it'll burn very hot and run all over that patio or that cover that we ask you not to be under. So that way you don't have a problem with frying your turkey.
What should they have on hand just in case something goes wrong?
A portable fire extinguisher, okay? It needs to be class ABC, meaning that would put out that grease, a flammable liquid, which was a class B fire. So we'd like to have an ABC fire extinguisher close to that burner that you're going to cook that turkey in.
And what about some other safety tips when it comes to overall cooking inside, et cetera, et cetera?
So we want to remind everybody that we see a lot of oven fires, because we cooking for the people who are not deep frying turkeys. We are cooking turkeys in the ovens, and we are cooking hams. Self cleaning ovens have a tendency that if they're not clean and you use them a lot, they want to start smoking, and then the oven locks like it's supposed to while it's in a self-cleaning mode. So we want to make sure before we start this holiday season to make sure our oven is clean and everything in our kitchen is in operational working order. If we're going to use the stove, which we all know we are, we want to make sure that that stove is working correctly. An incorrect stove, natural gas, and oven, okay, can cause carbon monoxide. And we all know how dangerous carbon monoxide is in the house because it is the solid killer, colorless, odorous, that we don't know. So let's make sure our stove and our oven is clean and just use common sense and safety while we're cooking in our kitchens.
Let's talk about the weather cooling off a little bit. People might be using space heaters or fireplaces or even outdoor fires, et cetera, and carbon monoxide. Talk about that, please.
Absolutely. So if we are going to do anything because of the cold weather, the main thing we want to make sure first is let's have a smoke detector installed in our home. A smoke alarm is the most important part of safety in your home. The National Fire Protection Association tells us the risk of dying in a home fire is cut by approximately 60% if you have a working smoke alarm. Also, the State Fire Marshal's Office, along with our local fire departments, has a program called Operation Save a Life. Call your local fire department and they'll come in and install a smoke alarm in your house free of charge. If you have any trouble finding your local fire department to install that smoke detector, or if you don't know if yours works correctly, give your local fire department a call. If they have any problems, give me a call at my office. I'll give you the number, and I can make sure they get in touch with their local fire department. Carbon monoxide is, again, the silent killer. We had an incident last week in St. Tammany Parish, a death caused by carbon monoxide. So we want to make sure we have a carbon monoxide detector in our home. If we're using a generator, because people have a tendency to run that generator too close to their home, that generator, if it's not a permanently mounted generator, needs to be 20 feet from your home, from a door, a window, the e-vents on your home, so those fumes do not get in your house. Again, if you're going to use a generator, please put a carbon monoxide detector in your home. If you have a two-story home, one on each floor and a second floor, because that will be just like a smoke alarm is an early warning for a fire in your home. That lets you know that carbon monoxide is getting in your house.
Thank you, Chief.
Smoke alarm and carbon monoxide, two most important alarms you can have in your house.
Appreciate it, sir. Hopefully we help some people. Don Robertson, Director of Fire Services for Jefferson Parish, retired chief. 9:53, quick break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL. All right, 9:58 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. That's going to do it for us for this week. Newell Norman's coming up next. Newell, how you doing?
Doing well, Tommy.
What was your big takeaway yesterday after the hour with Joe Geruso and Helena Moreno, mayor-elect?
Well, I can tell you I visited a couple of places after we got off air, and I was stopped multiple times from people that actually listened to the broadcast, and every single one was incredibly inspired and felt good about the conversation. They felt like work had been done, that you know we have the opportunity to have a credible leader. Obviously, everyone's waiting on the execution. I had a lady approach me and said, I felt so good about the conversation, I just want to volunteer to do anything, something.
See, I
want to help.
I think it's a remarkable person that's been elected, and we'll see, and I think a good staff as well. What you got coming up today?
Got a great show. We're going to visit with Walt Leger and Katie Kasbarian from Arno's Restaurant about a project that they're going to have in the French Quarter called The Second Line in the Sky. And we'll talk about a lot about what's going on with conventions. Michael Heck joins us, President and CEO of GNO Inc. A lot going on. We have a special guest, Gary Rosenfeld, with CEO of Plan A Games. They're moving to New Orleans. And General Thomas Frelou from Jackson Barracks will join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.